You know those questions everyone seems to ask?
Frequently asked questions.
Well, here's the answers. This is FAQ on 1050 CJNB.
Welcome to FAQ, a program to answer your frequently asked questions from professionals in the Northwest. Holly with Gray and Arbor Photography, North Battleford and Maidstone with us. How are you doing?
I'm good, Grant. How are you?
I'm fine. I have been dying to talk to you here because I've got some questions about photography.
All right.
Okay. I got hoodwinked into getting, a DSLR camera.
DSLR, yep.
Right? Okay. So the question I have is, did I get hosed? Like, I mean, with the cameras that come now and cell phones and stuff like that, is that just extra weight around my neck?
If you don't know how to use it, then yes.
Okay, well, I like your honesty. Yes.
Absolutely.
I mean, yeah, because I always thought, I can get different lenses and stuff. Yeah. Did I ever buy any different lenses?
No.
No, of course not, because I don't have the time nor inclination. So here's the question I have for you. So taking a good picture, what would the basics of taking a good picture be?
I think taking a good photo predominantly does not come down to technical issues. So you can take a good photo with a cell phone as long as you have good composition, you have a subject that stands out in your photo.
And your thumb's not over the lens.
Right.
Been there, done that.
The most important part.
Yeah.
Thumbs are out of the way.
So, yeah. Okay, taking a picture. What do I need to do then if I want to take, sunrise and those beautiful sunset pictures when the sky looks like a beautiful Chablis? How do you just point and click, or are there things that you can do to make the picture better?
Absolutely. So this is where your DSLR will come in handy.
Oh, so there is a reason for this big hunk of junk.
There is a reason for it. That's right. Yes. Right. So when you take, for instance, a cell phone or a point-and-shoot camera, it's making all the decisions for you, and it's just basically doing what it thinks is the best way to take the photo. So when you're shooting with a DSLR and you take it off of your auto mode, you're able to then make decisions for the camera based on what you want to see, what you want people to see in your photography, and, how you want the exposure to be, what all kinds of different.
Okay, so I would assume then that would go also towards taking pictures of like the Aurora Borealis. Because I mean, we try to take pictures of that or the moon and it's like, wow, that looks ugly. Like, I mean, it just doesn't come through. So once you can get into the actual settings, that's the important part.
That's right. And it's like, playing an instrument. You take out your DSLR, you maybe take a few classes, and then you practice every single day until you figure it out.
I have to go to school and practice? I'm going back to the cell phone. Okay, what about Bigfoots and UFOs? Thing. How come? If I'm taking a picture of a Bigfoot getting out of a UFO, I'm just bugging you. Are there any other, like, common sense things when it comes to taking pictures that people sometimes, well, I'm not saying everybody has common sense, but I mean, like, some things that they overlook? Like, I remember, in the olden days, people would walk around with that light meter. And I mean, I don't see that much anymore. Is that because the cameras
It's all built into the camera. That's right.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
DSLR is your single lens reflex plus a computer
all in one. Now you're just showing off. Yeah, okay. All right. I'll have to bring it in next time and you can show me what all the buttons mean.
Absolutely. Sounds good.
I can barely keep it charged. Okay. So if people want information about getting photography done professionally, whether it's anniversaries or weddings or whatever, how do people get hold of you?
People can go to my website, www.grayandarbor.com, or send me an email at info@grayandarbor.com.